Health officials say since July 2021, medical workers at the Bentiu Hospital have confirmed 759 patients with hepatitis E, 17 of whom have died. A 22-year-old woman at the Bentiu IDP camp, who prefers to be identified only as Nyamal to protect her privacy, says when she learned she had hepatitis E, she met with MSF doctors who treated her symptoms.
I started experiencing high body temperature and I was feeling so much pain all over my body. My urine and my eyes turned yellow. When I went to MSF, I told the doctor the signs and symptoms I was having, and they immediately took me to the lab for testing. When my results came back, they found I was positive for hepatitis E.
Dr. John Rumunu, Director General for Preventive Health Services at the National Health Ministry, says the ministry began the vaccination campaign because of the availability of the vaccine.
This is the first of its kind to implement hepatitis E vaccine in humanitarian setting, and this serves as an example for replication to similar settings in other places, and it is our hope that this is going to reduce the number of cases and death.
Dr. Rimuno says the Bentiu IDP camp has seen a high number of hepatitis E cases due to flooding and poor sanitation.
Bentiu is one of the areas affected by flood in South Sudan. Also, it is characterized by high number of displaced people. And there is also issues related to water and sanitation. Hepatitis E virus is a fecal-oral transmission. People get it when they drink or eat food contaminated with fecal matter.
Large-scale outbreaks typically occur when water and sanitation are inadequate, such as in mass displacement camps. There is no specific treatment for hepatitis E, which has a higher fatality rate among pregnant women. It also increases the risk of spontaneous abortions and stillbirth. Dr. Monica Rule is the MSF medical director in South Sudan.
Most vulnerable are pregnant women. Pregnant women, when they are infected and develop the disease, they have a chance, one on each four, to die. So 25% of pregnant women that become sick, they may die, mostly if they are infected in the third trimester.
Dr. Rule says the fight against hepatitis E has been long and frustrating. She says over the last two decades, MSF has been responding to hepatitis E outbreaks in the displacement camps, trying to control the disease in challenging conditions. Dr. Rule says health workers will continue reporting on the results of the vaccination campaign. She says while other outbreak control measures are necessary, like improved water and sanitation services, health officials believe the vaccination campaign is an important step towards reducing hepatitis E outbreaks in the future.
What I would expect with this experience is that after we monitor and we report the results, both in terms of coverage but also in terms of impact, that some of the barriers to use the vaccine as a public health tool will be addressed and lifted.
In March and April, MSF and South Sudan's Ministry of Health carried out the first two rounds of the vaccination campaign. About 25,000 people, including pregnant women, have received the vaccine. A third and final round will be conducted in October this year. World Hepatitis Day falls on July 28th each year and aims to raise awareness on the global burden of viral hepatitis and to influence real change. This year, the theme for World Hepatitis Day is I Can't Wait. A person dies every 30 seconds from a hepatitis-related illness, according to the MSF. Bentiu is the largest displaced persons camp in South Sudan, created in 2014 at the height of the war. Today, approximately 112,000 people reside there, many having fled recent violence and flooding. For VOA News, I am Ding Magot in Juba.